clean it and get it dressed all good and green, and put it in a pot and cook it tender.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that out and take all that meat off them old bones,
mm-hmm.
and take a big fork or either run it through a meat chopper, one or the other. Better though just to use a fork. That meat chopper cuts it too fine.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a bowl, and we put vinegar. Takes a lot of that, and then sage or black pepper, maybe a little red pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And putting that stuff and just put it in your refrigerator or something to make it get cold, and that's really good.
Mm-hmm. What would you make? Would you cut this part of them here?
You would cut them off just at the top of the jaw bones.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What would you make out of his lower jaw?
We call that hog jaw. We use that to cut the first day of January.
Uh-huh. What would you eat with it on the 1st of January?
Cook peas, dry peas.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a long time ago that, sometimes people, did you ever hear of a kind of tea that people would use as a medicine that was made from the hooves?
Yes, these old granny women, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
There's one used to live around here close, and she'd make a tea from them hooves to cure a pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And she was known to do it several times. She'd get them things and parch them,
mm-hmm.
and then she'd put a hot water on them,
yeah.
and make a tea.
Yeah.
And that had worked whenever that thing else had about failed.
Do you remember, were there very many old granny women that lived around?
Well, yeah, they used to be pretty plentiful. There's one lived right here in this settlement. Most every settlement had one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mother never did practice midwifing, but
mm-hmm.
she'd go around and help people doctor their babies. There weren't but 11 of us, and I think she got pretty good practice at home.
Yeah.
So anyhow, her children or the neighbors around most of this settlement, if their baby got sick, something out of the kids, you'd get hurt.
Uh-huh.
She'd go fix up something with that home remedy, usually.
Do you remember very many of those home remedies? Can you think of any of it?
Well, let's see. Now, they use beechwood oil. That comes from the cow wheat. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
She'd use that in tower.
Uh-huh.
She'd take that and mix it together and put it on the bottom of her feet when they had a cold and stopped up. She'd rub it right on the bottom of her feet and have to clean her shoulders, and then it'd open their lungs up right now.
See?
That don't look like it would, but it would.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things would you have for infection? Things like that.
Well, iodine and stuff. People used iodine as far back as I can remember. Now, back at that, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have been told they'd use whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
If they had to make an incision or something, they'd just wash it for whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you ever hear of people using spider webs and turpentine?
Yes. Stop blood.
How would they do that? How would
they take that gum and go out there to the barn where you get plenty of them?
Mm-hmm.
And just make a kind of a poultice, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And put it over there and put some over it, and that'd start the blood clotting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd stop it then. Get something over there to get enough up to stay up long enough to get cold and crop, then they could stop.
Mm-hmm. Did the some of the old women, did they ever use did they ever have different kinds of teas besides the hog hoofs tea?
Yeah, yes. There's a little old bush root here. They're called Irish, that's all I know.
Uh-huh.
But it's a little old weed, and they'd get that up and dry it and hang it upside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Have it hanging, bundle it back in the back porch or somewhere, and they'd take that down and make teas for different things. And,
mm-hmm.
and then, let's see, they used to grow weed here that they used for some kind of homemade medicine, but now I don't know what they used that for, a Jimson weed. They'd boil that.
Mm-hmm.